And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The North Carolina Republican Party was rocked by yet another troubling corruption scandal last week when party chairman Robin Hayes was indicted alongside a trio of Durham businessmen for trying to buy influence in the Department of Insurance. According to federal prosecutors, Hayes and the others tried to bribe State Insurance Commissioner Mike Causey by trading more than $1 million in political contributions in exchange for regulatory help at the department. If there are any lessons to glean from this scandal, number one ought to be this. North Carolina needs to discourage campaign corruption by reviving the idea of publicly financed voter-owned elections. There was a time not that long ago when North Carolina law provided for the public financing of several Council of State races, including the Commissioner of Insurance. Tragically, that law, which made eminent sense for an office that regulates a big-money industry and that was otherwise drawing little interest from average voters, was later repealed by Republicans. If ever there was a concrete example of why the move away from publicly financed elections was a grave mistake, the Hayes indictment is it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.